Hello and welcome to the Mindset and Manifesting Podcast. In today's episode, we are going to talk about the transition to the fourth dimension. This is episode six in a 10-episode series on awakening to the fifth dimension, the journey of self-realization. My name is Lena. I am a spiritual teacher and a conscious manifestation coach. Let's get into this episode. All right, so the transition to the fourth dimension. Okay, we're going to talk about what it means to exist in the fourth dimension. And then I'll give some insights into time and space as we ascend. Now, the concept of transitioning to the fourth dimension is a metaphysical and spiritual idea, right? That goes beyond conventional understandings of time and space. It's often discussed in the context of consciousness expansion and ascension. So to explore this concept, it's important to recognize that the idea of higher dimensions is primarily theoretical and rooted in spiritual and metaphysical beliefs. Okay? Now I'll give you guys an explanation of transitioning to the fourth dimension here in a sec. So dimensions are not places that we go, right? Like outside of ourselves. They are states of consciousness. So as we ascend, as we awaken and go through the ascension process, we're essentially expanding our awareness and moving into higher and higher states of consciousness. Okay, higher and higher states of awareness. So it's just a journey through dimensions, right? These higher states of consciousness. And there are many dimensions. There are more than just four dimensions, right? There's the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, up to, most commonly up to like the 12th and 13th dimensions are what's discussed. But this is an infinite existence, an infinite universe, right? And there are many, 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 many parallel realities, many, 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 many different timelines. So they're just as there are really worlds within worlds, right? There could be dimensions within dimensions. Okay. The highest dimension that I have experienced knowingly is the ninth dimension. And that I experienced through past life regression and in meditation. Okay. Definitely not sitting here in my office chair, or sitting on my couch, just kind of thinking about dimensions and having experiences that, because that is really beyond the physical body. But anyway, I talked about that on my channel one time about that experience and being this orb, really, of light. Yeah, I'm not going to get into that. So anyway, today we're talking about the fourth dimension. Sorry, I didn't mean to get off track there a little bit. There's so much to talk about when it comes to awakening, right? And this journey. So the transition to the fourth dimension, okay? Higher dimensions, we're going to talk about that. So in this context, the fourth dimension refers to a higher level of consciousness or existence beyond our familiar, like three-dimensional reality, which can be measured by length, width, and height. It's not a physical place, but a state of awareness or being. Expansion in consciousness, right, and transitioning to the fourth dimension implies an expansion of consciousness. Okay? And it suggests moving beyond the limitations of our 3D reality, gaining access to new levels of perception, understanding, and experience. For example, you grow up, you're thinking what you see, what you're experiencing is all there is. Life is happening to you, and That just is what it is. And as you sort of be, and as you transition to the fourth dimension, right, this veil of limitations lifts, and you realize, okay, that you have a measure of control. You're creating your reality. You're a co-creator, right? As we talked about the last episode. So you become aware that so much more than what you thought existed exists. Right, let's talk about non-linear time. So one key aspect of the fourth dimension is a different experience of time, right? In the third dimension, we perceive time as linear, past, present, future, right? We look at the time on the clock, 12 hours in a day, 12 months in a year, etc. All right, in the fourth dimension, time is often described as more fluid and non-linear. So it allows for a broader perspective that includes past and future events as part of the present moment, which essentially those are illusions because everything really exists now anyway, and like in each now moment. So time, many of you have probably experienced this too, but I experience it quite often where time really is fluid, where minutes may seem like seconds, seconds may seem like minutes, or like days may blend together, or the dream world versus the waking world. Everything kind of seems to blend together sometimes, right? And there's a loss of perception of time. Everything is moving kind of fluidly or not. Presenting as not in its place in regards to linear time. Okay. Transition to the fourth dimension, is really multidimensional awareness. So existing in the fourth dimension, it involves more multidimensional awareness. So this means being able to perceive and interact with realities, energies, and entities that are not readily accessible to those primarily anchored in the third dimension. Okay. The dream world is a really good example of this, right? Because the dream world kind of really opens up. You become more and more aware that this world in and of itself is really just a dream too. And there's a lot more that happens in the universe, right, than just this earth, just this one experience, right? We've lived many past lives. We are existing simultaneously and multiple timelines, parallel realities, dimensions, etc. All right, time, and actually, I could give an example of that, and I'm not trying to throw you guys off or make you think I'm off my rocker, but it's my experience, right? Other people have had similar type of experiences, but the meditation. And I wasn't going to go into this, but the meditation, or the past life regression that I had, right? I was this ninth dimensional being. I was an orb of light, and I was elongated. I looked like an elongated orb of white light. And I'm in a group. There were eight other with me, so I was a group of nine. And I existed. We were looking over a planet that I had basically extinguished itself, I guess you could say. There had been some sort of war or some sort of destruction. So as a collective, we decided to move the inhabitants of that planet, that Earth, to another place, a more inhabitable planet. When I am in meditation now, sometimes and I'm channeling information, that collective of beings comes through, speaking to me, right? But I'm included with them, right? So they speak to me as though I am still a part of that collective consciousness. So that's just been my experience. I know to some it would sound crazy, but it's been my experience. So that multidimensional awareness really opens up, right? In my dream state, when I'm dreaming, I am very aware most of the time now that I am on different planes of existence, right? The astral plane, different dimensions, whatever, or not different dimensions necessarily. That's happened a couple times, but really on these planes of existence that really are similar, I would say, to Earth, sometimes not, but on this astral plane, having these experiences, etc., that would be very similar to Earth. Again, not always, but a lot of the times. But that's multidimensional awareness. And oftentimes I will wake up in the dream knowing I am having a dream, or I'm having a different experience. All right, timelessness. So the fourth dimension is sometimes associated with timelessness. All right. Again, this happens in the dream state for me. So this concept suggests that in the fourth dimension, we can access a state where time no longer governs existence. Okay. And this can lead to the experience of the eternal now. Okay. For instance, you can be in your physical body, go into a meditation, right? And enter into this fourth dimensional state of awareness where time doesn't seem to exist. Okay. Let's talk about interconnectedness while transitioning. So existing in the fourth dimension, it often involves a heightened sense of interconnectedness with all life forms. Okay. And a deep understanding of unity and a sense of oneness with the universe. It's just an expanded awareness, okay? There's also non-physical realities, right? The fourth dimension, may encompass non-physical realms, right? Where consciousness and energy are the primary constituents, right? These realms are believed to be inhabited by various entities and beings, which can be, either benevolent or malevolent, depending on one's beliefs and experiences. We can experience these again in meditation or while we're dreaming, etc. All right, let's talk about some insights into time and space, as we ascend. So I've got five key points here, and the first one is beyond linear time. So as we ascend to the fourth dimension, our understanding of time expands, all right? So linear time is transcended, and we can become more aware of the interconnectedness of all moments, not just beings, but all moments. So this perspective can lead to a more profound appreciation of the present moment, right? And a lessened focus on past and future, because you realize everything's just connected anyway, and there is no linear time. So past and future are really just now. All right, the second point is about transcending physical space. All right, so in the fourth dimension, we may experience a greater sense of non-locality, right? Where our awareness isn't limited by physical space. So this can lead to experiences of remote viewing, telepathy, astral projection, right? As consciousness, it isn't bound by physical constraints. So I experience telepathy a lot, and astral projection now a lot, usually unintentionally. I've only maybe a couple of times intended to astral project. Telepathy, I can set an intention on for that, and sometimes I experience like telepathic communication without actually setting an intention. It just comes through. This often happens primarily. I have a twin flame connection, a mirrored soul connection. I'm a very, very old soul. This part of my experience, this twin flame connection, was created for as part of my awakening experience, part of my journey, not just this lifetime, but in previous lifetimes. And it's very, very important for my journey in this lifetime of awakening and ascension. So I experience telepathy quite often and astral projection. Remote viewing, I have not, I mean, I understand it. I've looked into it a little bit, but I haven't like done any techniques, or I don't have a disciplined practice when it comes to remote viewing. So I can't speak too much on that. All right, so the next point is accessing higher realms. Okay, so again, transitioning to the fourth dimension, right? It can grant access to higher realms of existence and levels of consciousness. These realms are often described as being more like spiritually evolved and harmonious. So some of you, I'm sure, have experienced this, right? In meditation, your dream state, etc. All right. And then there are non-physical realities. So insights into non-physical realities become more accessible as we ascend. So these may include encounters with angelic beings, spirit guides, and other ethereal entities. So, this happens. I've experienced this, right, with my guides speaking to me and being able to see them, not like manifest in like physical form, like right in front of my eyes, standing in my living room or something, but being able to see them in my mind's eye, right, or even, on the astral plane while dreaming. And angelic beings too have come through in meditation. I remember this interesting experience, my first Reiki session with Julie, who I Julie Speechens, who I interviewed not too long ago here on my podcast. The first Reiki session I ever had with her, Metatron came through pretty clearly, right? Was it? Yeah. And I experienced some really interesting things with her, with dragon energy coming through, etc. But I'm trying to think, it was actually a massage, one of my massage therapy sessions that I had with my massage therapist, who also does Reiki. I saw her before I started seeing Julie. There was a session that I had with her, and her name was Andrea. And Metatron, Archangel Metatron, Archangel Michael, and Archangel Gabriel came through. Metatron was in the middle. I think Michael was on the left, Gabriel was on the right. And as they came through, what was interesting is they were giving me information. They were giving me visions, like visuals of the Galactic Federation, a Galactic Federation like ship. And after the massage, Andrea asked me, or she's told me that she got this word galactic, right? And I just kind of chuckled. I was like, oh, the Galactic Federation, do you know what that is? And she had no idea. But as I was receiving this information, right, from the archangels, she was picking up on that information, which was really kind of cool. So anyway, right, acts or these non-physical realities, these ethereal entities, etc., right? You can have this experience with this expanded consciousness and transitioning into the fourth dimension. All right, and then there could be enhanced creativity and manifestation. So the fourth dimension, is often associated with enhanced creative abilities and manifestation too, right? You become aware that you are creating your reality, your co-creators, right, of this universe. So you begin to realize that, okay, you can manifest, you can set intentions, you can change your thoughts and your beliefs, etc., change your experiences, and manifest your reality. You create a new story for your life, right? So as we align with higher consciousness, we may find it easier to manifest our desires and intentions because you become more aware. All right. So it's important to note that the concept of transitioning to the fourth dimension is highly speculative, right? For many, many. It's highly speculative. Because if you haven't had the experience, right, then you're not going to be able to prove it to yourself. It's really only when one has certain experiences and it becomes their truth, right, that it begins to make sense. Or you may hear somebody talking about it and it may really resonate with you. And if that's the case, it resonates either because you already know it, like on a soul level, right? Because we already contain all of the knowledge that exists within us, within our DNA, and certain things meant for us on our spiritual journey awaken at different points of time, right? That knowledge awakens by, maybe something we read in a book or a conversation we have, or coming across like somebody talking about things like this, like I'm doing today. That's what happened with me in Neville Goddard's teachings. I heard his teachings and I just knew in the core of my soul, I was like, there's something to this, and had no doubt. And that's because that information was already within me. And it was meant as a catalyst for my awakening, at a specific time on my journey. So, where was I at? Okay, so again, the fourth dimension, right? Highly speculative for some, and rooted in various spiritual and metaphysical beliefs. So it's not universally accepted in mainstream science or philosophy. It's becoming more so mainstream than it used to be. More and more people are kind of waking up. But there's still some people who haven't awoken, haven't had experiences, and this would probably sound like crazy to them, right? And that's perfectly fine too. We're all at different points on our journey. So anyway, individuals exploring these ideas, may have deeply transformative and meaningful experiences, but they're subjective and often very difficult, or can be very difficult to objectify. All right, there are a lot of experiences that I have that, I struggle to find the words to explain sometimes. All right, so again, the concept, is of this transition, is really part of a broader discourse around personal and spiritual development, awakening, and the expansion of human consciousness. So if you have found this episode, if you found this podcast, and you're still with me through the end of this, then you have a level of awareness to this information, which now, if you have not already awakened, may be a catalyst for awakening for you, either this teaching or somebody else's teachings, as far as spiritual or metaphysical things go, talking about dimensions, etc. There are no coincidences. So if you found this podcast, there was a reason for it, whether you are consciously aware of that or not. So, I thank you for joining me today. And let's see, what is next week's episode? I don't know why I closed off this file when I know I'm going to open it back up to look. Okay, so next week we're going to talk about unity consciousness. That'll be episode 7. All right, thank you so much for joining me today, and I will see you all. See you all. I started to say, see you all, guys. See, sometimes the southern in me wants to come out. All right, I will see you guys next time. All right, bye now.